This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Entrepreneurship 101 teaches us that the first step to a good business idea is to identify and define a pain that is bothering everyone. And there is no bigger pain in the world than the pain of climate change. Now, climate change has been debated for decades, but most of us aren't exactly losing sleep over this issue of climate change. This is Five for Fortune, where we share five do's and don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business. I'm Tasha Fussell. There's always been this general indifference to global warming, maybe because most of us are privileged enough not to experience its devastating effects. But a disproportionate part of the world aren't as lucky. The last few years have seen an encouraging shift towards addressing this problem, and entrepreneurs from different industries are mobilizing towards change. From the big tech titans who are investing billions into clean energy, to the small-scale startups who are coming up with ingenious ways to conserve food, water, and other precious resources. So to celebrate those efforts, here are five entrepreneurs in the green economy, providing real-world solutions to the hottest problem in the world, climate change.
Number one.
Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla Motors. Now, no list of green entrepreneurs will be complete without Elon Musk. Musk is the tech inventor billionaire who is successfully putting the issue of climate change front and center. His commitment to eliminating the use of fossil fuels gave the world Tesla, arguably the most coveted electric car in the world, succeeding where other car makers have failed to make the idea of driving an electric car sexy.
Number two.
Jesse Moore, Managing Director and Co-Founder of M-Copa. Solar energy is a huge market, a lucrative business with many players, so it's hard to single out any one person in this particular space. But Jesse Moore, the co-founder of M-Copa, stands out. He's getting solar energy into parts of the world that need it the most. In Kenya, where around 77% of the population has no access to electricity, M-Copa solar power machines are the easiest, most affordable solution. It requires zero installation, and payments are made on a pay-as-you-go basis. Since M-Copa launched in 2013, about 200,000 households in East Africa have been leasing its devices, paying minimal amounts daily for power, which reduces dependence on the other only affordable power source available, which are kerosene burners, that are dangerous and can cause carbon monoxide poisoning.
Number three.
Ole Morten Olsen, CEO of Desert Control. It's really hard to grow food in the desert, especially now, when temperatures are at a record high. 2015 is likely to be the warmest year yet. Ole Morten Olsen, along with his father Christian, are the founders of Desert Control, a Norwegian startup that's transforming arid desert soil into high-yielding agricultural land. They've come up with a product called Liquid Nano Clay, a mixture that turns desert soil into fertile ground in just 7 hours, a process which used to take somewhere between 7 and 15 years. It's a huge boon for the agricultural industry, and it was recently awarded first prize at Climate Launchpad, a clean tech business competition that attracted more than 700 entries from 28 countries across Europe.
Number four.
Robert Rodriguez Gonzalez, co-founder of Skipping Rocks Lab. Robert and his team at Skipping Rocks Lab have invented edible water bottles called Uhu. They're the strangest looking blobs made from a seaweed-based membrane that is so harmless and natural that you can eat it. Now, Uhu could be great for the environment. Producing plastic packaging for water bottles in America alone uses up to 17 million barrels of oil a year, excluding transportation costs. The average American drinks 167 disposable bottles of water a year, but only recycles around 38 of those bottles. It's a pretty weird invention, and it remains to be seen whether something like Uhu will ever completely replace plastic bottles. But it costs very little to manufacture, so it may compel bottled water companies to eventually make the switch.
Number five.
Kavita Shukla, CEO of Fenugreen. Proving that simple low-tech solutions can make as big an impact as high-tech innovations, Kavita Shukla, who was then just 17 years old, invented a technology called fresh paper, which uses herbs and spices to increase the shelf life of fresh produce. These spices are infused into a paper, which when you place with your fruits and vegetables, can keep them fresh for up to 4 times longer than usual. This is a huge development for reducing food wastage and spoilage, which happens to about 25% of the world's food supply. Kavita's aim? To revolutionize the food economy and impact the 1.6 billion people living without refrigerators, as well as the small-scale farmers who are struggling logistically to bring their harvest to market. The natural world in which we live is nothing short of entrancing. Wondrous, really. Personally, I take great joy in sharing a world with the shimmering variety of life on Earth. Nor can I believe any of us really want a planet which is a lonely wasteland. This is a quote from Thomas Lovejoy, a senior fellow at the United Nations Foundation and a professor of environmental science and policy. I wouldn't consider myself that environmentally conscious, but research for this list gave a very jarring, but oftentimes hopeful look at the world and what individual businesses and countries are doing to protect it. Thanks for listening. This has been Five for Fortune on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.